I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. The Iran war sent oil prices up 30%, but it's also hit the price of fertilizer. And Julie Walker reports that's adding to issues facing Midwest soybean farmers.
While equipment and supply costs go up, soybean prices stay low. And they say Trump administration tariffs and the trade war with China last year only made things worse. Soybean farmer Doug Bartek in Nebraska worries about the future.
I'm foolish enough that I've been at it, like I said, 43 years. I'm, God willing, I can ride the storm out. What I'm really concerned about is my son. You know, I'm thinking, you know, did I do the right thing helping him get into farming? He'd purchased a farm a few years ago.
Experts say it will take time for global supply chains to recover from the war. China is buying U.S. soybeans again. Farmers say a recent $12 billion federal aid package isn't enough to recoup their losses. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ben Thomas.